Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
I always appreciate you being alongside me, not just on the weekends, but during the week too.
Arm in arm.
Arm in arm.
Which brings us to our topic.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about adjustable rate loans and what they mean. So, Doug, you're kind of starting to see some more refinancing happening again, and rates have dropped. So what's going on?
We've watched interest rates drop. Yeah, they were up in the high fours, and now they're down in the low fours for 30-year fixed. And it's starting to open up some opportunities for people. Mm-hmm. You know, believe it or not, there are some people that are still, their rates are still in the sixes. But there also are some people whose rates are, say 4.5% right now that they think may leave them in some sort of no man's land.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, what are the what opportunities, I guess, are out there right now? Is an ARM ever the right type of loan for someone?
Okay, so if you look at the opportunities that are out there, let's just say somebody's at 4.5% right now, and are mm-hmm. there opportunities? Well, first one that's an obvious opportunity would be a 15-year fixed. Mm-hmm. Okay, they could move down to the mid-threes on their interest rate. However, a lot of people don't want the higher payment that comes with a 15-year fix. And mm-hmm. I totally get that, because that's right. We made that choice when we bought our house. Mm-hmm. Is, a 15-year fix was really, really low at the time.
Right.
But I wanted a 30-year amortization just because of the safety net of cash flow.
Right.
But there may be other opportunities. And you mentioned a minute ago, ARMs.
Right.
Okay, and an ARM stands for adjustable rate mortgage, which right. most people know about. But I think it scared a lot of people. And, I think that it scares them unnecessarily, because it can be a really good opportunity in the right situation.
Especially, what I see a need for that would probably be if I'm moving. I know I'm going to be moving, and within the next 5 years, it seems like that could be a good money-saving thing for me to do.
Right. So there are certain criteria when it comes to adjustable rate loans to know if it's right for you. And the very first thing that I always ask is exactly what you just said, Tammy, and that's if you're going to live in your home for a limited amount of time, so let's say less than 7 years or even less than 5 years, and this is frequently guided by life events, okay? So maybe you bought a starter home and you know you're going to want to upsize. Maybe mm-hmm. you're close to retirement and you're going to want to downsize in the future.
Right.
Maybe you're just ready to move up to a bigger place. And I've mm-hmm. seen several people recently that were going to move to be closer to their kids.
Right.
Okay, our neighbor right next door to us, he's selling his house because he wants to move to Florida and live mm-hmm. close to his kids.
Right.
So the next thing I'd say on that criteria is don't take an adjustable rate loan just to stretch the amount of home that you're able to purchase.
Okay,
that's,
good point.
That's not smart to do. And the third criteria is that if you do an ARM, you have to keep good cash reserves.
Okay.
You have to keep a little bit more money in reserve.
So it sounds like that could be one of the risks involved, is if you're not a good saver, probably not the best thing for you to do.
It may still be, just depending on the length of the ARM that somebody takes.
Okay.
So when we look at the benefits of an ARM, okay, when we ask that question, what is the benefit of it? Okay, let me just go through. If you get somebody that gets a 5-year ARM right now, so what that means is for 5 years, the interest rate is fixed. Okay, you'll see it as a 5-1 ARM, and what that means is, so 5 years it's fixed, and then the slash 1 means that every year after that it can start to adjust. Well, a 5-year ARM is over 1% below a 30-year fixed. Okay, a 7-year ARM is 0.75% less than a 30-year fixed, and a 10-1 ARM is about 0.375% less than a 30-year fixed. So let's just do the math on this real quick. So a 7-year ARM with a 0.75% savings, compared to a 30-year fix means that after 7 years, you're 5.25% ahead of where you would be on a 30-year fix. So that means that your rate could adjust up after those 7 years, but you wouldn't even give back all that savings for another 3 to 5 years after that. So this means that you're almost guaranteed to save money if you're in your home less than 10 years.
Okay.
So let's take a real world scenario. Choose a $200,000 loan. After 7 years, you would have saved $10,500 in interest.
That's a lot of money.
On a $200,000 loan. That is a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money. That's well over $1,000 a year that somebody could save on just a $200,000 loan. The bigger the loan, the more they can save, obviously.
Right. Well, that's a lot of great information. So if you want more information, where should we go for that, Doug?
Okay, the best way to find out if an ARM or an adjustable rate mortgage can save you money is to reach out to me and let me review your situation. I don't have time to do this for the general public, but I'll give 5 free mortgage reviews to you to the first 5 listeners of our show that reach out to me. So if you want a free mortgage review, shoot me a quick text on my off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Text me your name, your email address, and the word ARM, and we'll get you scheduled this week to talk, and we'll see if an ARM is right for you. So coming up, how do you keep yourself safe and your loved ones safe from boats and wave runners? We'll be joined by Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm to tell us our biggest areas of exposure. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.